Attorney Barry Knott, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Let's talk about, first of all, why there would even be a call up at the legislative session right now to bring financial relief to Success Village residents. Talk about how we sort of got to this point, because in past conversations, as recent as a couple months ago, you were explaining that we have to make up the money, basically, and it's kind of falling at the feet of the residents.
Right. And the money did fall at the feet of the residents. Assessments were imposed on them. They're paying them nicely. In the meantime, we closed a $6 million loan with the Department of Housing, which funds were used to pay off all the old taxes and water pollution control balances due to both the town of Stratford and the city of Bridgeport. Those taxes and interest on those taxes came to about $4.5 million out of the $6 million. Now, the way the loan worked is we're giving the Department of Housing a $6 million mortgage on the property at Success. The property on Success was previously encumbered by the taxes and the water pollution control liens. So we had to pay off all the taxes and the water pollution control liens in order to close the loan. Part of the payoff of the taxes and water pollution control liens was paying off the interest that had accrued on them over the years since the arrearage has started. And interest on taxes and water pollution liens is incurred at the rate of 18% per year. It was costing Success approximately $67,000 a month in interest on the taxes and water pollution control liens to the two towns. So having to pay off, and the municipalities are not allowed to waive interest. So we had to pay them off in order to clear title. So what's going on at Hartford right now is we our local legislators have submitted a special act to the legislature to allow the two municipalities to waive the interest that we just paid off so that we could get a refund of the interest money that was paid off as part of the loan closing. And that interest money is going to come to somewhere between $450,000 and $500,000. The only way that could happen is either a waiver of the interest, which the towns were not allowed to do by statute, or by a special act, which is what's going on in Hartford right now. They had their first hearing on the special act last Wednesday, and it came out of committee unanimously approved with both Democrats and Republicans in favor of the special act. So we're optimistic.
Yeah, oh, certainly. And again, this is House Bill 5500, an act concerning a waiver of interest on certain delinquent municipal property taxes, and it would seek to refund tax interest and penalties accrued since July 1st of 2022. And what it was interesting from both municipality leaders, both Mayor Joe Ganim of Bridgeport and Mayor David Chest of Stratford, was they said, look, at the end of the day, these were not financial mismanagement issues that came down to the residents. I mean, most of them, if not almost all of them, were paying on time, were doing what they needed to do. But it was proven really when you became receiver of Success Village that there was clearly mismanagement. There were multiple bank accounts open. There's a lot of money that's missing. And that didn't fall on the residents. I mean, that was not their doing.
That's correct. When I took over in September of 2024, there was $10,000 in the bank. And that's in an association that brings in $500,000 a month in income from the rent and maintenance fees. $10,000 was left. So where that money went, I have no idea. Obviously, it didn't go to pay taxes and Water Pollution Control Authority fees. Because when the management company, which I rehired when I took over, were fired by the previous administration in 2022, all the taxes were paid, all the utility companies were paid, all the insurance premiums were paid, and we had credits with the gas company in the amount of $350,000. So where all the money went between 2022 and September of 2024 when I took over is a mystery that is presumably being investigated.
Right, because obviously when we first heard the news about this and we saw the joint statement from both mayors, that was probably one of the most immediate questions I got, which as far as I know from talking to you, Attorney Knott, is that's out of your jurisdiction. But our understanding is that there is an ongoing investigation into people like Ty Byrd. But that's not, that doesn't fall under your purview.
That's right. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Have you heard, though, that he's being investigated or that there's investigations going on?
I'm not in a position to say.
Okay. No, I just figured I'd ask. They did say in this statement, you know, other than relieving the residents of financial burden, it also would provide you with kind of this breathing room. I mean, as you mentioned, you've been in this position now since the fall of 2024. Talk about this process and what it's been like since being appointed receiver for Success Village and how complicated, I would say even challenging, this complex in particular is, the largest co-op, is my understanding, in the state of Connecticut.
It is the largest in the state. There's 97 buildings, 924 units, about 2,500 people live there. And they didn't have any heat or hot water. So that was the immediate problem. And I thought that was going to be the major problem. It took me a couple of months to get them heat and hot water again. And then I got into the finances and I realized that the real problem over there was the ability to remain solvent and not end up in bankruptcy. Solvency is when your liabilities exceed your assets and when you cannot meet your obligations as they become due. We were in insolvency and on the verge of bankruptcy until the $6 million loan from the Department of Housing came through. And even that's not enough to solve all of our problems, but it does put us in a position where bankruptcy is no longer indicated and we are solvent. We do have some outstanding liabilities. There are fire and building code violations that need to be addressed. There's escrow for some outstanding liabilities that we're dealing with right now. We still owe the gas company some money, which I have to make arrangements to pay. But at least we're not overwhelmed. And when you think about $67,000 a month in interest on your taxes, I mean, that's crazy. And that's what we were incurring every month. So we had to stop that bleeding.
Mm. And the other thing, as you had mentioned earlier, we have Attorney Barry Knott here, who is the receiver for Success Village. What is the very latest with hot water and heat? I remember the last time you and I were chatting, Barry, I believe for the most part, it was in good shape. There might have been some kind of rolling blackouts, I believe, of service here and there. But overall, we're in a good place with the winter. I meant to kind of check in with you, especially February with all the snow and the cold, the bitter cold. How did Success Village do?
They did very well, actually. We brought in two new boilers, which are adequate to service the whole complex. We removed temporary boilers that we had brought in on a temporary basis, obviously. The new system is sufficient to provide heat and hot water to all 97 buildings. There are rolling blackouts in the sense, or because of 85-year-old steam pipes that are located underground, and because of their age, they fail from time to time. The pipes leak, the joints leak, so we have to send our maintenance people out to fix the problem. They go out for 3, 4, 5 hours, and during that 3, 4, 5 hour period, whatever units are serviced by those pipes will have a blackout. However, it's not a significant problem. And to be honest with you, I didn't have any complaints whatsoever during this ridiculously brutal winter that we just went through from any of the residents. Now, whether on the mark management, my management company did, I'm sure they did. I mean, but I didn't hear about them. Let's put it that way. So
I didn't hear from them either. I didn't hear from them either, Attorney Knott. And they're a pretty active audience. And I mean, to be honest, that's how you and I got so connected. It was the residents who really, you know, made me understand the issue in late 2023, early 2024, and got us to where we are. So I feel like I would have heard from them, and I didn't hear from a single person during, especially February.
They're active and they're educated and they're not afraid to make a phone call. So either you or I or on the mark management would have heard from them. And we were able to get all this permanent solution in there long before our winter started. So I think I think we're good, except for these 85-year-old underground pipes, and I've got to come up with a solution for that.
Right,
I have come up with a solution for that, but it's a very expensive solution.
That's the part, yeah. It's the money part of it. But in the meantime, we are definitely going to keep tracking House Bill 5500, an act concerning a waiver of interest on certain delinquent municipal property taxes. Again, this would refund, it would refund tax interest and penalties that were accruing since July 1st of 2022, and kind of certainly give some relief to the residents. And as Attorney Knott said, this already got bipartisan support, unanimously voted through the committee. So we'll certainly track this and let you know what this means for Success Village. Attorney Knott, thank you for always giving us the time on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, Melissa. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Attorney Barry Knott, again, receiver for Success Village right here on WICC.